Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, indeed, it is Figgy's Mixtape right here on Sports Radio 610. I am not Figgy Fig. He is still out. He was out before, but he's definitely out with the snow. John Lopez is out as well. I'm Reginald Atatula with Chris Partee, Colin Neal on the ones and twos. And we're still keeping you going here on this Tuesday. Hope that your snow day is going well. I hope that you do have a snow day, because I know not everybody has that good fortune, right? Some people are essential. You got to keep things going.
Yeah.
In fact, I always want to salute like the working people just generally, but specifically the working people that have to do like the electricity stuff. Because as soon as something bad happens, you are in work. You are, in fact, in more work.
Yep.
And I know that the CenterPoint Energy and such, they was on their grind immediately, because I got a text ahead of this.
Did you?
Yesterday. I got a text at 6:45 from CenterPoint. I was like, yo, Winter Storm Enzo was coming. All right. So, hey, you know, and save energy and stuff. They were already like, look, it's going to be some stuff. And I know that there have been some houses. No, you don't. Don't do that. You know, you can't.
No, I'm saying that they're on point.
Oh, well,
that's what I'm saying.
I was like, I don't love the idea that they know that something's coming, so that they have way that they have to be on point there.
I don't love that. But
yeah,
the fact that they on it and they letting us know, I love it.
I know that there's a few is probably way too little, but there are some houses that have been without power through this. But thankfully, it does not seem to have been like a large rash of those. So
let's hope not.
Hope that you fine folks are doing all right wherever you're listening, however you're listening. Thanks for making us a part of your Tuesday. All right. The question that I asked is, hey, man, what is the silliest way that you have injured yourself? I don't think it's a far stretch to imagine what brought this back into utility and usefulness, considering that, hey, man, it is slick outside. And one of the things about being slick outside, especially if you start trying to foot it, is that if you do not have the appropriate footwear, you will end up horizontal.
Yes.
And that has happened to your boy before. Yeah. That was,
how'd they play out?
That was actually when I was in Kansas. That was when I was in Kansas at Kansas State University, walking on the quad. I had not fully appreciated black ice. I knew what it is, but I had not fully appreciated it. And I was walking at night. You know, I was going to the studio because, again, things don't shut out in other places.
That's
when
true.
When they get to the snowing and the icing and such. And so I was walking and I got one of those swoop. Now, I wouldn't say that's one of the silliest, because like there's funnier ways, or there's sillier ways that you get hurt on like the really dumb ones. But again, let us know. 713-572-4610 what yours are, because I guarantee you, me starting the betting at falling on black ice in a normal way is not going to beat. It's not going to win. It is me starting at the lowest ante, because I know people get hurt in the funniest ways. And one of the reasons why I know this is that people online have weighed in on this. And there's all sorts of things, including this started from a woman in Indonesia trending because she managed to get her nose ring caught in the back of an office chair.
Okay.
So that is a silly
way. How do we even get to this point?
That is a very silly. Yeah, I was like,
that point.
Why was your nose all up on the office chair like that?
How do we even get there?
There's something up right there.
Yeah, like your nose was all on the office chair. Your nose should be well above and away from the office chair.
Yes.
But apparently that happened, and that got her injured. So the text line already warming up. Somebody said from the 713, over a decade ago, they were climbing on their roof to clear the dryer vent, which, by the way, good thing to do, because if you ain't done it in a little while, I guarantee you, you're not being efficient enough, and you run the risk of you know, some bad things happening. But they were going to clean their dryer vent, and then they said on the way, their foot slipped on the ladder. Oh. One leg fell through the ladder, racked themselves.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Tried to brace themselves with the arm on the heavy steel patio furniture.
No.
Hand slipped. Arm. It ended up hitting their arm on the chair. Screwdriver went in the back of the mouth and broke teeth.
Dang.
Yo,
they did a lot of damage.
That, woo.
Sounds like some Final Destination stuff
right
here.
Right? Jeez. That is a lot there. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I hope whoever that is fully recovered from their injuries, because that sounded pretty bad.
Yeah, I was like, that's got to be traumatic. From the 512, they said they were drunk in Spain. That's always a good way to start.
Nah.
And they tried to jump and slap a sign, missed, and face-planted on the street. You, Kurt, my friend, are the leader in the clubhouse. Fellas, do you have any ones that you would like to add to the bidding here?
This one actually, and it was more embarrassing than anything because I was on a date.
Oh yeah, you're. I think you're in the range here. You might be able to take the lead.
I was on a date, and you know, we're walking. Had just had lunch or whatever. I think it was a lunch date, whatever. We're walking, and we're gonna go. It's a nice day out. We're gonna go to a park, take a nice walk, just chat, continue to get to know each other. We go across the street. I step off the curb. One, I roll my ankle.
Oh.
Two, I also tweak my hamstring. So now I'm laying.
I didn't know that's what we're talking about, a 3-4 inch drop.
That it was a little bit higher curve, okay, but still, but still, it was embarrassing though on a first date going out and, you know, just totally eating it. Now I'm laying not in the middle of the street, but like on the side by the curb.
And you can't get up.
She can't pick me up. I weigh 230 pounds. She can't pick me up. So I'm just laying there looking.
Can't pick you up.
And I can't pick me up at the time. Uh-huh. You know, it took a couple minutes. I got back to it. But needless to say, you know, there was not a second date.
Oh, wow.
And now this was years ago. This was before I've been, you know, married and I'm divorced now. This is long before all of that. But yeah, it's something that sticks with me.
I imagine so.
It sticks with me.
I think that would do it.
It does.
Yeah, 100%. How about this? Some other ones that were put together on the internet. A guy waxed his floor. Tried to do the Tom Cruise slide from Risky Business.
Oh, no.
Didn't stop, and he busted his lip on the door frame, which is not nearly as bad as, what was that viral? Was it like on Vine or something?
Uh-huh.
Where like there's a mom that kind of put some oil on the floor in the kitchen and yelled for the kids to come get their juice.
Oh, that come
slid
on,
right
man.
Into the oven and
that's an all timer right there.
Come on
classic.
Now.
That's a classic. So, yeah, man.
Ain't that borderline child abuse?
Probably.
Right, come on now.
Likely.
Come on, CPS.
Apparently, there was a woman who was singing Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid at karaoke.
Oh.
Got too into it and somehow tore her ACL.
Okay, come on now.
Sports level injuries while singing is something entirely.
While singing at karaoke on top of
that's
that.
Right. Well, I mean, you gotta show just, out.
That's next level right there. That is next level.
Who is that NFL player, defensive line from Chicago a few years ago? He jumped up in the air and did like the swee, and he like tore his...
Oh, the Sue? I don't remember who that was, but yeah.
That sounds familiar, but yeah.
There have been multiple instances where like the player injuries are insane, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to remember. There was one that I immediately thought of, and I completely forgot it as I was going to say it. But yeah, man, there's been... Oh, it was the Nate Burleson. You remember when Nate Burleson... hurt himself because he had pizzas in his passenger car side of the car,
yeah.
And he tried to save it.
Yeah.
And then boom, like he got in an accident, hurt himself. Yeah, man. That is really tough. Oh, the person who tried to clean the dryer vent and had the worst thing in the world happen to them. They said that they're fully recovered. However, every now and then they have to go get a new bridge for their mouth, which they're actually about to do this week.
Oh my goodness.
And they have a second ladder store. I would never be on a ladder again.
Never, ever.
You would
never
find
in life.
Me on a ladder. Not once.
I would have to find someone to do it for me. There's just no way.
That is wild. Some other ones. Someone sliced their finger open on a disco ball. You never think of those.
Wait, hold on.
I don't know.
Man,
if the, I don't know if the disc. I don't have
what
any,
kind of disco ball. Was
I don't
this?
Have further. I don't have further details.
Is this the text line?
No,
or YouTube.
This was online.
Okay.
This was online.
Okay.
And I don't have any further details.
Yeah.
This one, I feel like you were asking for. It stood on a beach ball and fell into a coffee table.
Yeah, you were. Why are you standing on the beach ball?
Didn't need to do that.
You didn't need to. That was not a necessity to life.
No.
You didn't need to do that. You were showing out.
Necessary.
You were showing out.
A woman was washing her face in the shower, shoved her pinky finger up her nose, and then got a horrible nosebleed. So just like.
So she was digging for gold.
Yep. Well, not intentionally.
Okay.
She was just washing her face and then, you know, in the up and down motion.
I get it, but you got to be a little more cautious than that.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like, was that the first time?
That's pretty aggressive face washing, in my opinion.
Yeah, you might be doing too much.
You're doing the most.
You need to get something that, like, I don't know, chemically
don't
helps
scrub
you.
Your skin off.
Yeah.
You don't need to be scrubbing your skin off,
like,
man. Just wash it.
It is soap. You know what I mean? Like, it will do the job.
It does its job.
You don't need to, like, I hope it wasn't, like, steel wool also.
Oh, God.
Involved
no.
here, right? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that was, it's like, you're doing a lot here.
Just doing extra damage.
Doing too much.
So, right. What about what about times when like you're like a little kid? Like when I was like 4 or 5 years old.
Oh, that's always a good one.
My mom told me to not touch the clothing iron.
Well,
I was curious and I touched it.
Of course you were.
Yeah, that one feels like a typical kid thing, but yes.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh. We got a good one.
From the 713. Yeah. I don't think this is going to be the lead in the clubhouse, but it's a solid submission. They got 6 screws in their ankle. How you ask? Tripping on the curb, lighting fireworks.
Oh, see?
Fireworks is one of those things that it feels like I don't like doing because the risk of injury is high there.
Yeah, I'm not. No.
Like, I don't want to JPP it, but I also feel like there are these types of things where it's like, oh, I'm running away from the fireworks as I lit it, and then you just caught the curb.
So that made me think of another one when I was 6 years old.
See, this is the thing. I don't get to have as much fun here, but I guess I have more fun in the long term because I have not been injured all that much. I am fairly fortunate.
I've had a multitude of injuries, but that the firework thing made me think of something. So I grew up in the church, lighting the Advent candle. They had us do it, you know, this is back in the day. They had us do it with matches, not the little, like, trigger gun.
Yeah, yeah.
So I go to light the candle, and I burn my finger.
Oh, you just let the match roll too long.
Yeah. So I haven't touched a match since then.
Why would you?
We're talking years and years ago. I have not touched a match since then.
We have technology now, and you add trauma into that? Yeah, no, yeah, I wouldn't.
No.
In fact, I've gone so far as I don't even use the little lighter with the fluid in the handle. I actually use what they call an arc lighter, although I'm rarely lighting something like important. It's usually just a candle.
Yeah.
They have the little arc lighter where it's actually electricity around the edge, and that'll light the candle.
Okay,
the
wick. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty nice, man. Like the technology.
Technology works, man.
We got into a good place here. But it works. Man, I don't mess with matches rather either.
No.
There was one time though, I got like a cigar and I realized I didn't have like a torch for it.
Okay.
And so we had matches and I had the the little wood stick that they give you.
Yeah.
And I was trying to do that and I was like, clearly I'm not doing this right.
Yeah.
And of course I have a healthy, and this is probably why I haven't had these stupid injuries. And I'm not saying this as a level of credit to myself. It's just.
It should be though.
I have a healthy skepticism of a lot of things. And so I'm like, I strike that match. And unlike you where you're like, ooh, I let linger too long. I'm like,
yeah.
1, 2, yeah, we got to put this thing out. And we're getting a little too close to the hands. Put this thing out.
Yeah.
And did you light what you were looking for? Nope, but I'll light another match. It's fine. That one's expendable.
No.
On the YouTube, they said they were changing the pigtail on the dryer. What does that mean? I'm not sure exactly what that means, but they said instead of attaching it to the dryer, they plugged it in, touched the hot end, and electrocuted themselves. Yep. Shout out to all the people that work.
That doesn't sound good at all.
No.
Nah.
No, you get electricity in there, and that goes really, really poorly.
I'm good.
But yeah, I say all that to say, hey man, there's a lot of really dumb reasons that people have gotten hurt. Please don't add any more, right? Be careful when you're on these roads. Be careful when you're walking.
Yes.
Stepping
off of curbs.
Remember, black ice does exist, right? It may look like it's clean. That might be, especially, that'll probably be more of a tomorrow thing, as I think obviously the snow has stopped coming down.
Yeah.
The sun is out, so it might melt, but then it might also freeze again.
Exactly.
So then that's when you really got that ice that you got to work at. So yeah, make sure that you be careful out there. Really, just stay in bed if you can.
You know,
if you can, just like spend the whole day in bed. It's what I wanted to do.
Or if you're like us yesterday at the station, sleep on a cot.
Just stay there
if you can,
or a couch,
something.
But yeah, take care of yourself. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us. Coming up next, we'll get ready to hand it off to the fellas of the drive. Today, it'll be show. And Patrick Creighton will be in. I imagine there might be a story there. We'll get that later, but we'll do it next.